Welcome to those who are just joining now. Welcome Ruth, welcome Angina, welcome Paige. It's lovely to have you all. I'm just seeing if there's anyone here. And I really enjoyed our time of pause together last week. And just for those of you who want to listen at different times, I am now going to be posting the recording to my website under Mindful Moment each week. So that is an option, but it's always lovely and special to be together in community to do this too. So thank you for the effort of joining me this morning. Last Thursday, as we discussed, was the full moon, Thursday night at about 9 o'clock. And it just, you might want to just reflect on how that energy of last week was for you, and sort of the weekend, any reflections on the intensity of the full moon, and perhaps if you have anything that you want to add, just maybe to put it in the chat bar, or otherwise you're welcome to unmute yourselves or chat and speak at the end. I'll always leave some time at the end just for a check-in if anyone wants to. And so now this time the moon is waning, which is a settling of energy, and biodynamic farmers, so the farmers who plant by the moon cycles, they'll plant crops at this time that grow underground, like carrots and potatoes, plants that need to put their energy more downwards, well, their energy grows downwards, because it is such a time of consolidation, conservation, completion. So it's a sort of more of a time of grounding for us all. So yeah, last week we welcome Pascal. Last week we talked a bit about mindful presence and about pausing and arriving in presence. And in that pause, we become more aware of our body sensations, the things that are going on in our bodies, our thoughts and our feelings. But this is often not our habitual way of functioning in the world. And we sort of wonder why it's not. And a question to ask ourselves is to think, what's between me and feeling happy and feeling at ease? And often it's because our minds are preoccupied. And when our minds are preoccupied, our bodies are often very tense. Our bodies go into a state of tension. And Thomas Merton said, there's a pervasive form of contemporary violence to which the idealist most easily succumbs, activism and overwork. The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of innate violence. To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything, is to succumb to violence. So he said this in 1968. And I think there are a lot more demands and conflicting concerns, so many projects these days. So today's session is about consciously relaxing and consciously arriving in presence. I've spoken quite a lot and written quite a lot in blogs and in talks and things about being in sympathetic overdrive, the fight, flight, flee state that our body is often bathed in stress hormones and in the biochemistry of stress. And that stress can be major stresses. I mean, we're undergoing some major stresses at the moment. And many of us have family that we're concerned about or who've had a really stressful time or we've had a really stressful time. And then there's also just the low-grade day-to-day stresses. And it's a little bit like having a clenched fist constantly. And it becomes harder and harder to maintain this tension in our fists, and it becomes more and more exhausting. And that's kind of what happens in our bodies when we're in the state of constant overthinking and constant stress. and it undermines our quality of life day to day. So John O'Donohue also said, we're so busy managing our lives that we forget this great mystery that we're involved in. And I love that. So busy managing our lives that we forget this great mystery we're involved in. And so my hope is that these mindful moments will continue to remind us of this great mystery. So when we're caught up, we can choose to either be caught up in the stress or to learn to pause and to relax our body and to come home. And mindfulness helps us to do that, to come home to our natural presence. And our first step is just to notice our tension and to place our attention on our body. And just to notice our habitual like suit of armor, where we hold our stress, where we defend ourselves and protect ourselves by clenching that fist or clenching the jaw, or clenching our shoulders. And Tara Brach, who's a wonderful mindfulness teacher, tells a story about a nursery school teacher that she, who was on one of her mindfulness courses. And this nursery school teacher spoke about how when children would sort of go into have a tantrum, how she used to feel this feeling of anxiety, and then she would find herself responding with shouting or with sort of anger or sort of with threats to try and control them. And once she'd done her mindfulness course, she then noticed those feelings and would keep herself more calm. And as a child would then calm down, she would then say, look them in the eye and say, oh, there you are. Like there we found you. There you are. And so there's the sheds of like the extra armor of this tantrum would dissipate, and there the child would be, the true child. And this is conscious relaxing, is this moment of for ourselves of finding there you are, there we are. So we're just going to, enjoy a moment together of finding ourselves where we are. And actually just to going to start this morning, it's a little bit cold, but by just feeling our bodies, just tapping onto your heads if you can, perhaps your cheeks, your shoulders, down your arms, just gently tapping, just feeling our bodies. There our body is, there our arms are, there our belly is, our back, hips, buttock, down our legs. So just noticing where we are. And then just to settle into a comfortable posture that's alert and yet at ease at the same time. Gently closing your eyes and allowing your attention to go inwards. And just to set an intention for a relaxed presence in this moment. Noticing perhaps any residue from where you were tapping on your body. Just noticing the sensations of your body as you sit here. And just as you come into stillness, let your attention rest in your chest. Take a deep in-breath. And allow it to fill your chest and fill your lungs. And then slowly release. And as you release it, sensing a relaxing and a letting go. Perhaps if you'd like to, just repeating that a few times. And then just allowing the breath to resume its natural rhythm. And just to sense that you can continue to relax with the inflow and the outflow of the breath. And feel your body sitting here, feeling your body breathing. Noticing contact points between your body and surfaces, and the pressure and warmth of where your bottom contacts the chair. The sensation of your feet on the floor. And feeling that secure connection with the ground. That groundedness. That we're resting on the earth. Feeding into these points of contact and connection. And then bringing your attention to your eyes, allowing them to soften. Perhaps letting your brow smooth and relax. Inviting a gentle softening into your face, and your jaw. Allowing your jaw to unhinge. And to relax the root of the tongue. And perhaps as your face softens, you may sense a small but real smile on your lips. Perhaps a smile in your mouth. Or perhaps it's just a gentle softening. Letting go. Bringing your awareness inside your shoulders and letting them go. Feeling them from the inside. Allowing them to soften, perhaps like you might imagine ice dissolving into water. And even water to gas. Ice to water. And water to gas. Let your hands rest in an easy, effortless way and soften them. Notice how they rest upon your lap. And see if you can feel them from the inside. Noticing any sensations that may be there. Any tingling, or pulsing, or perhaps warmth, or even cool. Just noticing sensations in your hands this morning. And just allowing your chest to be open and feeling the sensations in the heart area. Perhaps also noticing a softening here and a letting go. Allowing the belly to be loose and relaxed. And receiving the breath with a softened belly. Perhaps noticing sensations in the belly area as you allow for more spaciousness here, as you allow for more softening and letting go. And then relaxing through the entire pelvic region. Releasing any tightness you may find in your pelvis, and the tops of your thighs. Through your thighs into your knees and your calves, your feet. Relaxing down into your legs. And now opening to feeling the whole body all at once as a field of sensation. Sensing your own calm and open presence. Feeling the gentle movement of breath. Witnessing the changing dance of aliveness. And if your attention becomes distracted and you notice it, just gently returning to this feeling of aliveness in the body. A relaxed and present attention. Often when our minds wander, our body starts to tense up again. And so when you arrive back, you may need to re-relax. We can start fresh in any moment, consciously relaxing again. Letting go through our shoulders, softening our hands, loosening the belly. Arriving again in calm presence. feeling the moment-to-moment experience of life living through you. With the sound of the singing bowl, and at your own pace, you can open your eyes and sense the possibility of entering this morning with a relaxed and spacious presence. When you're ready, you might want to stretch or tap your body or squeeze your body again. Just feeling perhaps any difference in how it feels now to how it started. Yeah. And I wish you a spacious morning and day. You're welcome to unmute and say anything or put anything in the chat box. And yeah, thanks, Ruth. So Ruth comments, Thomas Merton, although in solitude in his hermitage, was hugely engaged with the outside world in his writing. He was an activist, my favorite person. Thank you, Ruth. That's so lovely to hear. We'll have to have more discussions about Thomas Merton. Thanks, Paula. Thank you, everyone. And so you're welcome to jump off if you need to go, or I'd love you to stay and chat if you'd like.
Please, will you next repeat that John O'Donohue quote, that one about the busyness, yes. Get so caught up in our own stuff.
So we're so busy managing our lives that we forget this great mystery we're involved in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Shones.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, or maybe I'll post it also on my Instagram or something.
That I'll
send to you. Yeah. I also love
it. Beautiful. Thanks, Nikki.
Such a short reminder. Thanks, Mon. Lovely to have you back. Thanks, Angina.
Yeah.
Thanks, Louise. I didn't get to you when you arrived.
Nicola?
Mm.
John O'Donohue was a great friend of David White's. There's some wonderful conversations between Krista Tippett, who heads up On Being, the On Being Foundation, and David White on John O'Donohue.
Okay.
And then there are also podcasts of him actually speaking and reciting some of his poetry and his feelings and whatever.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm going to look those up. I think we need that sort of soul food.
Mm. Huge. And the other person is Thomas Hubel, who works on collective consciousness of the world and healing the trauma of the world through collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he joins that conversation. He also had a conversation with David White, who is, as you know, quite wonderful.
Mm. Yeah. We've talked about him in our book club. Shones was in my book club before. I think that's how I first came to hear of him, was through
Shirley,
yeah, exactly, when he was first coming out. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Louise. Yeah, so please also tell me, because I'm not sure whether people need reminders of the mindful moment or whether not, because this is the first time that obviously it's school run again, so it's a bit tricky, and I didn't know whether to put it out on my WhatsApps or whether to just let people find it or whether to put something on my website. So if anyone's got any suggestions or ideas, let me know.
I couldn't find the password, so I got it 1 minute before joining.
It's always just mindful. It's just capital M, mindful. Yeah. It'll be the same link and password.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nix.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that people should, you know, I think they can take responsibility for themselves, so that's mm-hmm. not an extra burden. I did remember, I know you sent me, but I was running around doing some odds, but I had remembered. And I just think, and if mm-hmm. they struggle, then they can just call you.
I was thinking, because I don't want to be doing another thing to remind people, but and I do think that there's a part of ownership.
I totally agree with that, Nix. I think people can save the link somewhere, and you can always, you know, if it's on your Facebook page, they can always click on that, or otherwise save it as a permanent pin somewhere.
I'll put the link permanently on my website as well,
Bronwyn sent me a repeating meeting request, and the Zoom link's in the meeting request, so it just reminds me on Tuesday.
Oh, great. Yeah, so I'll suggest that for people to save it. I'll do that in another newsletter. Well, thanks, Louise. It was lovely to have you joining
us. Thanks.
Hi, Nikki. Nice to see you, Louise.
Thank you. That was lovely. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheers,
Mary.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Sharon. Mm-hmm.